From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Top-level soccer officials indicted on federal corruption charges have been provisionally banned from soccer. They include two vice presidents of FIFA, soccer's governing body. An FBI investigation uncovered instances of money laundering, wire fraud, and racketeering. FBI Director James Comey says those involved have tainted a game loved by millions.
The game, according to the allegations in this indictment, was hijacked. That field that is so famously flat was made tilted in favor of those who were looking to gain at the expense of countries and kids who were enjoying the game of soccer.
European soccer's governing body is calling for FIFA's presidential election set for Friday to be postponed. The Justice Department says the bribery scheme spans more than two decades. The field of declared Republican candidates for president in 2016 is expected to get a little bigger today. NPR's Giles Snyder reports on former Pennsylvania U.S. Senator Rick Santorum's expected announcement.
Rick Santorum is scheduled to appear in Butler County, the corner of western Pennsylvania where he spent much of his childhood, to announce whether he plans to seek the Republican nomination again. In 2012, Santorum used a victory in the Iowa caucuses to help propel his campaign, but Santorum may have a more difficult time in 2016. For one thing, analysts say he would be entering a race that's already crowded with declared and potential candidates who could chip away at the social conservatives who form his base. Santorum is not the only one to announce his intentions this week. Former New York Governor George Pataki has an event scheduled in New Hampshire tomorrow. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
At least six people are dead and two are missing in Houston after severe storms and flooding left the city immobilized. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared the region a disaster area. And Laurie Johnson from Houston Public Media reports more rain is expected through the end of the week.
Most of the high water has receded, but now new trouble spots are popping up on the north side of the region as fresh rainfall hits already saturated areas. Francisco Sanchez is with the Harris County Office of Emergency Management. He says all that water will eventually have to flow through Houston and surrounding Harris County.
So even if we don't get more rain, we're going to see rises on area watersheds as they start to manage that water that comes down.
Nearly a foot of rain fell in less than 12 hours in some areas of Houston. Sections of almost every major freeway were flooded, and thousands of cars were abandoned in high water. For NPR News, I'm Laurie Johnson in Houston.
The Internal Revenue Service says thieves have stolen tax information from more than 100,000 people. The IRS says the breach on its website was part of a scheme to claim fraudulent tax refunds. Stocks are trading higher on Wall Street at this hour. The Dow is up 128 points, the Nasdaq up 70. This is NPR News. The U.S. Appeals Court has struck down an Arkansas law that banned abortion after 12 weeks of pregnancy. The decision upholds a lower court's decision that had blocked it. The appeal said the law violated a woman's right to terminate a pregnancy at a point before the viability of a fetus. The measure had granted exceptions to protect the life of the mother and for pregnancies that resulted from rape or incest. The Chinese government is threatening not to renew visas for 10 foreign correspondents because it didn't like their news coverage. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports that's according to a new survey.
One-third of journalists surveyed said reporting conditions had deteriorated in China in the past 12 months, according to the Foreign Correspondents Club of China. Earlier this month, an Al Jazeera correspondent reported he'd been held at gunpoint by authorities while trying to cover the aftermath of a protest. In a separate incident, a Western reporter said police had interrogated him while he was locked to a metal chair. There are signs that China's government is also applying pressure overseas. China's ambassador to Australia asked the Australian Broadcasting Corporation to kill a documentary on the country's northwest region of Xinjiang, according to the broadcaster, which refused. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, Shanghai.
Also in China, officials say they've arrested 175 thieves who broke into an ancient archaeological site. China's Ministry of Public Security announced officials recovered more than 1,100 cultural relics worth about $80 million. The ministry says the looters were involved in all aspects of the theft, from breaking into the site to selling the items. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.